Okay, today is Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are towards the second half, towards the end of going to the end of Lulav HaGazel here, and we are discussing Hallel. Hallel came up in the last Mishnah, and the Mishnah quoted that there are some parts of Hallel. There's a minhag to double the psukim, and some say single the psukim. So that's what we're up to. We just spoke about brachas and those who give us brachas will get a bracha, and those who are cursed will get cursed. So Rebbe Hayakofel ba dvarim. Rebbe double the psukim. So Rebbe used to double the last couple of psukim, right? From the Karban Eidah says double them from a Ana Hashem. What we do. Anashem, we haslichana, baruch haba, we double all of those sukkim, that's what Rebbe did. Rebbe Elazar ben Parta, poshet badvarim. So what does poshet mean? So I would have said, if you just had this, poshet is that's what the Mishnah said. Machon lichbo, machon lifsho, say he didn't double. But the problem is that in the Bavli, it says mosif badvarim. Right? Instead of poshet, that's why some say poshet here, you have to understand it as, he was poshet, he doubled even earlier, not just from Anashem, but what we do from Odecha. From Odcha Ki Anisani Vatili Shua, so that's what that he did. Again, Rav Chaim Kadievsky says maybe it's a different version of Rav Elazar ben Pratya, and he takes it Alpi Pshuta. Rav Elazar, the Zikne Hagolil Hi. What is this going on? This is going on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to buy an Esrog, because if I buy an Esrog from an Am Haaretz, then the money that he's going to have has Kedusha Shvius. He's going to keep it after the time of Biur, and that's a problem. So, says the Gemara, that's following the Shita of the Ziknei HaGalil. Amar Blazer, Ziknei HaGalil, who? Did Ziknei HaGalil Omrim? Because the Ziknei HaGalil say, Aser Limsar Lemishu Chashal Shvias, Mazen She Sudos. You can't give even enough for two meals. You can't pay somebody that amount, because then they might keep it after the time of beer. But there is another shita out there, the Rabbanan hold, that you could give him up to three sudos. Up to three sudos. So our Mishnah, we're assuming that an esrog doesn't cause that much. Up to three. More than two, but less than three. So our Mishnah must be going like the Ziknei Galil, who said even two is a problem. But the Gemara says, Amar Matanya, it could not be. Maybe it's even according to the Radha Shita. Tifta Divrei Akol, maybe our Mishnah is according to everybody. Even according to the more Makel Rabbanan, Kshayu Esrogim, Nimkarim Biyoker, when it must be a time when Esrogim were scarce and they cost a lot of money, they were very expensive. So Esrogim cost at least enough for three meals. So therefore, our Mishnah would be according to everyone. Kihahada Trongunya, like Trongunya, like Esrog, right? Like those Esrogim have mitzafzef in Taman. Like those Esrogim or mitzufzaf, like Omdin Sfufim. There wasn't enough room. There wasn't enough Esrogim. And therefore they were very expensive. Again, interesting. Dafka in the context of Hilchas Lulav, that is where the Shulchan Aruch discusses how much the maximum amount of money that one has to spend on mitzvah saseh. How much is the maximum amount of money? The Shulchan Aruch and the Rama discuss this, how much one has to spend on a mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let me just find it. Tafresh Nun Vav. You have an esrog, and then you find a nicer one, right? So you have to spend more money. You have to add on a little bit, what we call shlish, the inner shlish. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about, how much you have to spend. And then the Rama adds, and this is for all mitzvahs, and this is where the Bir Halacha has a huge discussion here, and all the poskim. What about in general? How much do I have to spend on a mitzvah? I have a short amount of money, and I know how much. Umishainlo esrogo shar mitzvah overes, ein sarach lavazvi zaleha, hon rav. You don't have to spend hon rav, a lot of money. So what does that mean, hon rav? So Rav Asher Weiss likes to say that it's subjective. Hon rav for one person can be different than hon rav for another person. There isn't a specific amount given. Kamosha amra, mavazvi, zalevazvi, yosemi chomesh. And there's different situations that one needs. So Hon Rav has a little flexibility. Says the Rama, continuing, V'dafka b'mitzvah saseh. By mitzvah saseh, there's a limit, that's a maximum. Of a lo saseh, yitin kol mamono kodem sheyavar. According from the Rishon, we have to give away all of our money to not violate an isser. The Mishnah Berurah explains, D'bitel aseh hu b'minia milakayim, ve'ena oseh shum maisa neged ratzon Hashem yizbarach. I don't wear tefillin. Hashem's not happy, but I'm not actively going against him. Mashayinkein belosa seim yavor. So that is worse. This is a discussion. What about alosa seim midrabanan? There's a lot of discussion here, but that's the amount as we talk about expensive esrogim here. Vahave last lines before the Mishnah. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov yov esrogim matana lebrei. One time it was a shortage. So what did he? Rav Nachman bar Yaakov shared the esrog with his son. He shared it with his son. Nowadays, everybody gets an esrog, like six per family. But here, he shared it with his son. Amar le, and he said to him, After you're zoche with it, and you fulfill the mitzvah, give it back to me. Hachzi reoli. This is the story. What exactly is the story, does the story mean? How old is this child that he's giving it to him? Like, is the Gemara just saying that, so you see, it was a shortage, and they only had one per family. But we know the first day lachem, it has to be yours. So therefore he says, gives it to his son, maknep, belev shalem. But he says, give it back to me. Sounds like a matana amanas lahachzir. And we paskin, a matana amanas lahachzir, generally shma matana. If you give away if you give somebody amanas to give it back, as long as it goes back, it is shma matana in the interim. The Meiri has two deos. The Meiri quotes this Yerushalmi. The Meiri, there in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph, he quotes this Yerushalmi and he says, Machlokes, is Yerushalmi talking about even a katan? Could I do this? We know that a katan cannot be makne to me. But what about if I give it to him, amanas to be makne back to me? So it's like I'm kind of doing the whole thing. So the Yerushalmi, the Miri says in his first day, yeah, here he's talking about a six-year-old. And you're able to be makneh to a six-year-old of manas lahachzir, even though if you just be makneh to him, he can't give it back to you. But if you make that tanai, it works. But Mashamar b'talmin Myra, if he quotes, Rav Nachman Yaakov Yov Esrog Librei Amalek Shadiskev was also achzir randomly. He did this from Nesha Katanaya. But if he wasn't a katan, it's understood that he's going to be makneh back to me. He doesn't have to make this tanai. Why do you have to make the tanai? Because he was a katan. Hagadol lo tzarech v'lamadata sha'af b'katan mutter b'vad b'tanai. Says the Miri, you see from here, you can make this matan ras lachzir even with a katan. Ulexas rabbanim ra'isi, but I saw other rabbis. Ulexas rabbanim ra'isi says no. Shezesh shuzker b'taman ma'irav diyov esroga lebrei gadol haya. Oshi yigia miya lechlal peutos, or at least he's old enough to do mekach u'memkar midrabanan. Right? If it was a katan, this wouldn't work. The katan can't be makne back. Doesn't matter what you say. Matan ras lachzir eina mo'eles bo klal she'ein lo yav lachzir matana u'batla me'ikara. So the Miri has two deyas, how to understand our Gemara here in the Yerushalmi. What is it talking about? That he gave it to a son, a katan, or not? Matan mas lachzir might work. It does work, but does it work even for a katan? Two deyas in the Meiri. If you, when we talk about matan mas lachzir, you can't not mention the Ksos, right? The Ksos who comments on the Rush here in Sukkah. Rush in Sukkah. So the Rush discusses in Siman Lamed in our parak. He quotes Matan Mas Lachzir by Esrog. So the Rush, he starts quoting the Rush. Reish Bem Aleph in the Ksos. Sorach Sheitnei Alu B'Matana Gemura Amanas Lachzir. He has to give it Amanas Lachzir. The Acher Sheyatza Boat Sorach Lachzir V'Lidno B'Matana V'Shas Chazara. Aval Amar Lo Yehei B'Matana Achatesi Bo V'Achar Kach Yesh Sheli Kibetchila Lo Yatza Tahavi Kmo Shaul. Says the Rush, it can't be something automatic. If it's automatic, that's not a matana, then it's not yours. It has to be that I'll make it snai, but meanwhile it's yours. You have to then be makna it back to me. But it's not that it's automatically only yours for a certain amount of time, and then it goes back to me. Because if it was automatic, that would be a sha'ul. That wouldn't be a matana malas lahakser. According to the Rush, for sure, in the case he would hold in our Yerushalmi, there's no katan in the middle. Because the Rush says it has to be that it goes back with the das of the one that gets it. That's what the Ksos says. And he says that's what the Ritva also says. And the Ksos is bothered. He says, why is that then a matana mas lahachzir? If the guy has to be makane it back to me, so then I should just give it as a matana, and he gives it back to me. He has a choice to give it back to me? Matana mas lahachzir doesn't sound that way. Says the Ksos, I'd rather say no. There's something called a kinyan haguf lizman. It's yours totally, even though it's going to go back to me in 30 days. Or in 30 minutes. I still think that. He says, the Rosh and the Ritva don't say that. The Rosh and the Ritva says, Matan Mas Lachzir means it's yours fully. You choose whether it goes back to me or not. You have to be makne it back to me. But the Rosh says, I don't like that. I don't think that's the Pasha what it means. And after three pages, he says, I felt this way my whole life, but I couldn't find anybody who holds like me until I found, he says, I found Rav Kadmon. He says, in the Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek in the Chuvas HaRosh. We found this. Lo nafik be'ad demikne le kinias haguf l'sha'a. L'chalapachas, that's his lashon. kinyan haguf l'sha'a, and says the ksos, the ya'aloz libi, shekivanti ladasa rav kadmon. I was celebrating, because I found my shita, but that's a machlokas. Machlokas rishonim and achronim. How does matanam ras l'hachzer work? Is it automatic go back, or you have to have akna, back? Okay, Mishnah. Originally, as we know, midaraisa, the lulav is taken 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. 7 days. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim. That teaches us lulav. Ubemedino yom echad, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, 1 day. Ulkachtem lachem bayom harishon. Remember, machlokas in a few places, including here, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says exactly what we would have thought. Here and in Rosh Hashanah, Mikdash means Mikdash, and Medina means outside the base of Mikdash. The Rambam here and in Rosh Hashanah says Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. Base of Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. Medina is outside of Yerushalayim. So according to the Rambam, Pashtus is a mitzvah daraisa to shake a lulav in Yerushalayim every day. And then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Vishachar base of Mikdash, but after the Churban, he's going to be Yochanan and Zakai, she lulav nito Medina Shiva, Zechel and Mikdash. After the Churban, where's no more base of Mikdash, that's where we have Yochanan and Zakai. We take a lulav for 7 days, zechel amikdash. Amazing question that the Achronim ask. According to the Rambam, that the mitzvah is 7 days in Yerushalayim, so what do you need a takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai, zechel amikdash? You have it nowadays also. You have it in Yerushalayim. What's zechel amikdash? You can't do something today, so we have to have a takana to remember what happened, zechel amikdash. But according to the Rambam, you could do it today. And that's why the it's known as the Chumra, the Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Laner, that Bizman Hazeh, right, there's a mitzvah daraisa to shake the lulav every day of Sukkot. And that's why the Rav Yashiv and others were machmir to go to the old city at least one time to be machmir for this Aruch Laner, this Bikur Yaakov. He says it's the beginning of Tafrei Shun Ches, but the Aruch Laner in the back of his commentary on Sukkah has the commentary on Shulchan Aruch called the Bikur Yaakov, and that's where he talks about this Rambam, and therefore he says it's appropriate. Gam bezman hazeh, yesh Yerushalayim dinzeh, v'zeh toli, inklusha Yerushalayim kishel ha-selavo, and he says, we're machmer v'lo ra'isi le'echad me'a poskim rishonim achronim, shehizkir, dover mizeh. Ashu baro lafiyani yazdaiti. He says, u'misha zoche ladur b'Yerushalayim mir ha-kodesh, yoch yechavin l'kayim mitzvahs nitilas lulav kol shiva, b'safik yimidar ha'isim yidar ha-bana, and shlo lavra ba'al tigru ba'al tosef. So he says, you have to do that. Some achronim, some contemporaries were medactic. The Rameir Simcha, in his commentary, he says, nobody ever quoted this. He says, it could be that even for the Rambam, who says that all of Yerushalayim is Daraisa, Bizman, right, because it's Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash means all Yerushalayim, it could be that once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then the whole Yerushalayim loses its status. When the Iker is there, the Tufa could be there. But if there's no Iker, there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can see it's still Daraisa in Yerushalayim without a Beis HaMikdash. So he says, you don't have to say like the Chumra, like the Chiddush of the Aruch Laner. We continue. V'shiyah Yom Haneif kulo aser, and another takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is that Yom Haneif, the second day of Pesach, when we bring the Karban HaOmer, so usually, in order for the Chadash, the new grain that has grown since last year, Pesach, you have to wait till the Omer to be brought. But what if there is no Omer? Bizman hazeh. So, Mida Oraisa, the morning of the second day of Pesach makes it mutter. The morning is matir. But, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, it could be the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. And then what's going to happen next year? We're going to have to wait for the Omer. And if we're going to have to wait for the Omer, but people are going to think, you know, remember last year we ate from the new grain in the morning. They're going to get confused. So that's why he asked the whole day. Yom Haneif Kulo Aser, the day of the waving of the Omer is Kulo Aser. You have to wait till the next day. Period. Yom Tov Harishon Shachag Shalios B'Shabbos. So the first day of Sukkot that fell on Shabbos, either in the Mikdash or in the days of old, before the Gzeira Deraba, when they shook a lulav, on Shabbos, if Shabbos was the first day, as we'll see in the next parak, says everybody, you couldn't violate Hotzah, so, but everybody brought their lulav to shul before Yantif, and before Shabbos. They used to come early the next day. Everybody took their lulavs, because it has to be theirs. Vinotel, mibnei sha'amru, enan yotzi, dechavaso, b'lulavo shalchaveir, b'yantif rishon shalchag. The first day it has to be yours. And therefore, they had to make sure that it was theirs the first day. Vishar kol yemos achag, and all the other days of Sukkis, Adam Yosi dechovasu b'lulavo shalchaveiro. Then there's no lachem. Big discussion, machlokas rishonim. Is this line of shar kol yemos achag also referring to Beis HaMikdash? Right? Also referring to Beis HaMikdash? Like, in the Beis HaMikdash, do you need lachem on day 3? It says in the Torah, Lakachtam Lachem Bayom Arishon. And then, Usmachtam Lachem Hashem Shevas Yomim. So, do you need Lachem? So that is a big machlokas we've shown him, whether it's the, you need Lachem in the, like, when we say Lachem Bayom Arishon, is that because whenever it's Daraisa, you need Lachem? Or is it just the first day? And even in the Beis HaMikdash, the first day is different than the other days. This is a machlokas, we showed him, the Ravid and the Ritva assume that even in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need Lachem the other days. While Tosfos and the Rosh assume, beginning of Luv HaGazal, seem to assume that, you know, you need Lachem all. This is referring to Derabanan. Reb Yosi Omer, last halacha of the Mishnah, Yom Tiv HaRishon Shachach Shachal Yes B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, Shachach V'Hosi Yes L'Luv V'Shazarabim, what happens? It's Shabbos. You're not supposed to carry the lulav out. You carried it out by mistake. Says the Reb Yosi Pater, the Reb Yosi Obershus. This has come up a few times over the last few masechtas. This is called a Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. Usually when you're Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, one has to bring a Karban Chatas. But, says Reb Yosi, if you were involved in a mitzvah, you thought you were doing a mitzvah, you made a mistake, it was a Shogeg, but because you were Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, you are Pater from the Chatas. The Ritva notes this is only Bizman HaMikdash. It's not Bizman HaZeh, where you could have, you should have left it there beforehand, and you didn't. So that is Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, and you are Pater from the Chatas. Okay. Says the Gemara. Ksiv, Usmachtam Alfei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yamim. The Pasuk says, right, there's a Pasuk, in Vayikra, Usmachtam Alfei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yamim. It's the second half of the Pasuk of the Dalan Minim. Right, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Chav Gimel Mem. What's the first part of the Pasuk? Ulakachtam Lachem Bayom Arishon, Priyat Sadr, Kapas Tamar, Vanafez of Azarvi Nachal, Usmachtam Alfei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yamim. So the question is the Smachtam really referring back to Dalan Minim? Like the context of the Pasuk? Or is it referring to something else? So, is Tani Tani B'Simchas Lulav Akasim Medaber? Some say this is talking about Lulav, as we have been understanding it. Be happy in front of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash with the Lulav. Is Tani Tani, no, B'Simchas Shlamim Akasim Medaber? It's referring to the Karban Shlamim. Ain Simcha El Babasar, as it says elsewhere. It's referring to the Shlamim. And then it has nothing to do with the first half of the Pasuk. It's two themes in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, we're going to switch the gear so like the Karban Eidah does. Mam to Amar b'simchas lulav akasav medaber. If you say simchas lulav, that the Pasuk is talking about lulav, then it makes sense. Why? It says you have to shake a lulav for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. B'yom HaRishon, Dvar Torah. V'shar Kalayamim, Dvar Torah. The first day is Dvar Torah everywhere. The rest of the days are Dvar Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, maskin al Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came along and said, everywhere else where it's Durabanan, right, the other 7 days. So he says, Zechel HaMikdash, Zechel HaDaraisa. So that fits. But, Mandam Rabbi Simcha, Shlamim HaKasim Medaber. But if you say the Pasuk is talking about Shlamim, so then, Bayom Rishon Dvar Torah. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's only 1 day. The Pasuk is talking about Shlamim. See, they did lose 1 day. And the other is a Durabanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai maskin al Devrayim. So he would be making a takana to remember the din Durabanan. The yesha takana achar a takana. You don't make a takana to remember a takana. And therefore that can't be. So we prove that usmachtem ufei hashem alkechem shivas yamim must be talking about simchas lulav. Not talking about simchas shlamim. The Gemara here does not quote it. But if you look in the Bavli, we know the concept of zechel amikdash. Zechel HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana Zechel HaMikdash. So the Gemara there quotes two psukim. Minol and Davdina Zechel HaMikdash. How do you know you make a Zechel HaMikdash? Or the Gemara here quotes one, and the Gemara elsewhere quotes others. Ki ala ruchalach umimako secher paech no mashem ki nidacha karulach tzion hi doresh einla. Doresh einla michlal deboi drisha. There's nobody seeking out Tzion. Mashba that we should be seeking out Tzion. And that's the makar of a Zechel HaMikdash. So whenever we fulfill any of these halachas, it's a kiyum of remembering the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik noted that if you look elsewhere, like the last amud in Cheskas HaBatim, there's a different pasuk quoted for Zechel HaMikdash. Right? We're supposed to put ashes on the top of a chasan at a wedding. Zechel HaMikdash. Right? Why? In Mashkechech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. So why the two different psukim? Tzion hi dorei shein la or Zechel HaMikdash. So says Rav Soloveitchik, there are two types of Zechel HaMikdash. We might call it Zecher L'Churban HaMikdash and Zecher L'Binyan HaMikdash. Remember the Churban? Putting ashes on top of the head, that's not reminding me what was done in the Mikdash. That's reminding me that we don't have a base HaMikdash. So all that's Imesh Kachech Yerushalayim. It's Zecher L'Churban HaMikdash. But over here, shaking the lulav for 7 days, Zet Zecher Labinyan HaMikdash, to remember what they did when we had a Beis HaMikdash. And that's not a sad halacha. That's not an Avelus halacha. That's actually an inspiring halacha. We act as they did. So that's what he says. Hilchas Avelus Zecher LaMikdash, that's Baba Basra, Daf Samach, and Din Lizkar as a mitzvah sakshuras LaMikdash, Lahalos Alibeinu as a mikdash, Kishayia Bibinyano, Vizuya Sugya Shalafanenu, and that's our Sugya. Ein Bekachalos Avelus Al Ha'avar, Elakiyam Al Shem Ha'asid Lavo, Kishaha Mikdash Yibana. And he quotes, this could be a machlokes about Sfiras HaOmer. Why we do Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh. We can't Sfiras HaOmer. So why don't we make a Shechiyanu? That's a question that the Rishonim ask. Says the Baal Amor, why don't we make a Shechiyanu? Because it's tinged with sadness nowadays. We don't have a Karbon HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, right? It's sad. It's not, you can't make a Shechiyanu unless it's a fully happy mitzvah. That's why we don't say a Shechiyanu. But other Rishonim don't say that. Other Rishonim might give other answers why we don't say a Shechiyanu. Soloveitchik had his own answer. But it could be that machlokas hamoroim, that machlokas we shown him, is that what type of zecher l'mikdash Sfiras HaOmer is. Is it zecher le what was churban valamor, or is it no zecher l'binyan, what they used to do in the mikdash? So that could be related to that. That could also be a machlokas hamoroim about in Menachos, but we'll stop there. Okay, we continue. Chavraya. So Gemara continues. Gemara says, remember or think about the first mishnah in the next parak. First mission of the next parak says that if Shabbos falls out on the first day of Sukkot, you shake a lulav even if it's on Shabbos. Even if it's on Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to ask, why only that? Chavraya ba'in kumi Rabbi Yonah. I have a question. Heich mad'at amar tamon. Just like we say, v'hikravtem ishel Hashem shivas yamim, by the karbanos of Pesach, the musafin of Pesach. It says you have to bring them 7 days, ein shiva below Shabbos. You have to bring these karbanos musaf in 7 days, and obviously there's a Shabbos in there, because there's a Shabbos within every 7 days, and the pasuk says you still bring it, meaning your mechalel Shabbos to bring the karbanos no matter what day Shabbos is. So v'dichvasa, so similarly, usmatam aveyashom alkechem shivas yamim, ein shiva below Shabbos. So why even in the Mikdash, why do you say that lulav is only docha Shabbos on day one, not on the other 6 days? Right? Should be docha all yimei achag. Just like the carbon is brought all 7 days, so to the lulav should be taken all 7 days. Amar lon, no, shan yehi. Tichsev, no, because by lulav we have another pasuk. Ulakachtem lachem, by yom harishon. Chilek harishon mehem. That pasuk separates the first day from the other days. Similar, I would say, maybe by Pesach also, we have be'erev tochlu matzos. That separates the mitzvah matzah on the first night from the other 6 days of Pesach. So to hear, Ulakachtem lachem by yom harishon separates the first day's chiyuv from the others. Therefore, only the first day do you take it even if it's Shabbos and not the other days. Says the Gemara, okay, so then mi'ata, I'll ask you this question. B'mikdash yidche, b'gvulin lo yidche. So if it's something to do with, the Pnei Moshe says, right, we paskin that even outside the Beis HaMikdash in those days, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, you took a lulav on the first day. But it shouldn't be doche. If it's a special din, as we just said, of Rishon, right? If it's a special din of Yom HaRishon, so then maybe Yom HaRishon should only be in the Beis HaMikdash. Lokal Maria Yom HaRishon, Karban Eda, Derishon Ani Docha Shabbos, El Lefnei Hashem, Dahinu B'Mikdash, right? It's what the end of the pasuk say. So maybe it should only be doche in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Yonah, read the pasuk carefully. If the phrase Lefnei Hashem would be at the beginning of the pasuk, then you're right. Hayisi Omer kan miyet. I would have said here in Gvulin, you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos. Ubemachamach Ariban in the Beis Hamikdash, you could take it on Shabbos if that phrase Lefnei Hashem would be at the beginning of the pasuk. Elo ulakachtem lachem mikol makom. But what does it say in the pasuk? Ulakachtem lachem by yom harishon priyat sadek amad. It doesn't mention a limited place. It doesn't say Lefnei Hashem in the first half of the pasuk. So that means everywhere. Lukachtem, you take a lulav everywhere, even on Shabbos, if it's the first day. Usmachtem, Lefnei Hashem, Elokeichem, Shivas Yomim, B'Yerushalayim. That's the second half. Usmachtem is talking about, the 7 days, that's in Yerushalayim. Some say, the Mefarshim say, this line sounds like the Rambam. Right? Mikdash is Yerushalayim. Because what does it say? Usmachtem, B'Yerushalayim. Right? It sounds like Beferish, like the Rambam, according to this Yerushalmi. Some of the Mefarshim point out that is, the case. Period. Okay. Chavraya Amrin. So now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi has said in our Mishnah the concept of Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. Right? If I'm on my way to Sheik Alulav and I forgot and I carry it out, I'm not Chayav HaKarban Chatos because I was Ta'a B'Dvar, I wasn't Stam Shogeg doing my own thing. I was Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. So Chavraya Amrin, so the Chevra thought to limit Rabbi Yossi or say, what's his Svara? What's his svara based on? Divrei Reb Yosa, shemitzvah saseh, docha lemitzvah lo saseh. We have a principle called aseh docha lo saseh. That's not what's happening here, but it's related to that principle. Aseh docha lo saseh means if you have simultaneously a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lo saseh, in a case where ein breira, and you have to do the aseh in order to violate lo saseh, so sometimes we'll say aseh docha lo saseh, which the Ramban already points out in Yisro, is a big chiddush. Because as we just said earlier, what we say from the Ramah, you have to give away all your money to not violate a lo saseh. So lo saseh are more chamor than aseis. And yet we say aseh docha lo saseh. That's unusual. So the Ramban says, it is unusual, but aseis, this is his chiddush, api hashkafa maybe, aseis is based on avas Hashem, and lo saseh, not doing lo saseh, is based on yiras Hashem, and av is greater than yira, therefore aseh docha lo saseh. So it's related. So when Rabbi Yossi says, Torah Bershus, it's related to aseh docha lo saseh. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky explains, only in a bidyeved, you're not supposed to carry out a lulav in order to do the mitzvah, if you're going to do an aveira, because the aveira is before the mitzvah. If you did it, you're not chayv achatas, related to the principle of aseh docha lo saseh. But again, it's not really based on that, because again, it's not simultaneous, and also Shabbos is a lo saseh sheish bo kares, which you don't say aseh docha lo saseh by lo saseh sheish bo kares. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi is related to that, meaning it's only pashtus before you did the mitzvah. You take the lulav, going to do the mitzvah, then we'll say aseh docha lo saseh according to Rabbi Yossi. But let's say, we're going to get to a day later that argues, but let's say if you already did the mitzvah, then you don't say you're going to be pater. It's only because you're involved and about to do the mitzvah. Amar lon Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, the Amora says, back to the Chevra, lo minada, no. I don't think so. I think Rabbi Yossi would say, even if you are, it's more generally involved in the mitzvah, not dafka, going to do the mitzvah, like when you need the principle of aseh docha lo saseh. Even if you're just doing like a kiyum mitzvah, even though it's not a chiyuv. Elam anada, to amar Rabbi Lav, tani taman, here we go. Not only in the Bavli, it's here in the Yerushalmi, the Anche Yerushalayim. Ka chaya haminag b'Yerushalayim. Adam holech lebeis haknesses, ulava b'yado. Kori yeshmao mispalel, ulava b'yado. Wow, even davening. You're not supposed to usually have anything in your hands. But here he says, Lova biyado. Nichnas lavakar esachole, Lova biyado. You go visit somebody who's ill, Lova biyado. Basically, they had their lulavs in their hands all day. Laseses kapav, but if the coin's going to duchen, he can't be holding anything. Velikros batara, or to get an aliyah, noslachaveiro, then you give it to your friend meanwhile to hold it for you. But don't put it down. So this is all part of the mitzvah. Hinichu ba'aretz, once you put it down on the ground, it's huksala mitzvah, so you can't pick it up again. You're done. You can't use it for anything else. The mitzvah's done, then asur l'taltalo. Then you wouldn't be able to be mitaltalo. But what do you see from this whole story? That they had their lulavs all day. So you see there's an idea of having the lulav all day, even though you're not doing the mitzvah. And if you were to put it down, it's muksa. But you see, as long as you're holding it, so that, and you're expanding on the mitzvah, it's already next of the mitzvah. So the Gemara is saying, maybe Rabbi Yossi would also say that. Rabbi Yossi would say, if you carried it out in all these cases, even though you already yotze your mitzvah much earlier, still, you would be putter in that case. There's one line that's missing here that exists in the Bavli. When the Bavli quotes this in on Daf Mem Aleph, in Sukkah, this Anshi Yerushalayim, there's one other stop that the people made that's not listed here, right? What does it say here in the Bavli? Yotzi mi beis ulova biyado. Holach beis haknesses ulova biyado. Kore kriya shmo mispalel ulova biyado. Kore batora. No sias kapav manicho agabe karka. That's on the karka there. Holech lavaker cholim ulenachem avelim ulova biyado. So ulenachem avelim is in sukkah. It's not in. So why was that left out? So there's a big shaila mystery. What do you mean nichem avelim? What kind of avelus is there on Yontif? Or we're talking about Yontif. So is there avelus on Yontif? According to the Rambam, it's a really big problem because there's no avelus even betzina on Yontif. So what's that talking about? So there is the Shibali Aleket quotes this in Hilchas Sukkah, and he says maybe it doesn't mean literally avelus. It means if somebody just lost a relative, So they might not be an avelus, but they're not so happy, right? They can still use some comfort, even if it's not the mitzvah of, it's v'avta rechal kamocha, if it's not the mitzvah of nicham avelim. So he writes in Shin Samaches, v'yala bi she'enu noeg avelus b'me'achag, ela she'chadei rav holchin etzlo, v'yoshvim imo k'dei liyashiv daito. V'kam edami leitana lahamilsa k'mo she'bala nachim avelim. It's like a nicham, even though it's not really nicham, but that's listed here. There is a, maybe we'll start with this next time if this time, Rav Zhalti, I'll just mention Yoredeya, Simen Lamed Zayin, has a beautiful maimer where he talks about in the Rambam Paskins that if you have to go pay a shiva call and visit somebody in the hospital, what should you do first? The Rambam says, Yir Ali, do Bikur Cholim first. Because Kavod HaChai comes before Kavod HaMeis. Right? You do Bikur Cholim first. That's the Rambam. But here, if you look in the, I'm sorry, I take it back. The Rambam says the other way. The Rambam says, if it's paying a shiva call or biker cholim, you go to the shiva call first, because the shiva call is kavod achai and kavod ames. While biker cholim is only kavod achai. Yearly, this is Avel Yudalad Zayin. Nechamas avelim kodim lebiker cholim, shenichem avelim gemilas chesed imachayim ve'im amesim. Right, the Ar Sameach, and that Rambam says, but what about this, what I just read before? Right, the Anshei Yerushalayim. Right, levaker cholim ulanachim avelim, ulava biyada. So, if you look in the Rush flips the Girsa. So maybe the Rambam had the other Girsa, right? Nicham Avelim was first, and maybe this would be the Rambam's source. The problem is the Rambam quotes Anti Yerushalayim. The Rambam quotes it like we have it. Levakar Cholam Menachem Avelim. So Rav Zhalti works on that, and he gives a beautiful answer for that Rambam about the Anshei Yerushalayim. Again, Sukkah is jam-packed, full, but we have to squeeze in what we can into the time that we have allotted. Okay, we'll stop here.